A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samanda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're looking at the Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 16, verses 3 and 4. The Bible says, "And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great." This Easter Monday morning, I'd like to pray with you, asking that that stone be rolled away, that you will receive help to roll away your stone. The stone symbolizes anything that is shutting you out of help. Anything that is preventing your manifestation, whatever is stopping your emergence or advancement, anything that is preventing your breakthrough in life and in destiny, anything that is stopping you from getting to your next phase or next level, anything that is ending or preventing your promotion, that is the stone. Anything that is shutting you out of help, whatever does not allow help to get to you, that is stopping your access to help, anything blocking your access is a stone. Mary Magdalene and Salome and other Mary and the rest of them, they were coming to the sepulchre of Jesus, but they had a concern, and the concern was, who will help us to roll away the stone? Who will roll the stone away for us? When a stone lay on the door of your destiny, it becomes difficult for your destiny to experience anything meaningful, any emergence, any breakthrough, any success, any progress, because a stone is repressing you. It is the stone of repression. Help is therefore needed to roll that stone away. These women were therefore concerned. For us to gain access to where we're going, we will need this stone to be rolled away. How shall this stone be rolled for us? Who will roll away the stone for us? That was their major concern. But the Bible says, when they looked, they saw that the stone had been rolled away. Do you know that God is concerned about your concerns? God knows everything you are going through and is concerned. He is interested in those issues that affect and concerns you. He is greatly concerned. And he has sent me to tell you this morning that those issues of concern to you will receive urgent and divine solution. The Lord will bring solution to those issues of concern to you. The Lord will send you help. Help to roll that stone away. Everybody needs help. And so God sent help ahead of these women to roll the stone away. And I am asked to tell you, by the time you resume at work tomorrow or whenever, you will discover the stone of concern to you has been rolled away. Help would arrive for you to roll that stone away in the name of Jesus. God could send men in the form of angels. God could send angels in the form of men. The important thing is that God will send you help that will remove the stone, that will eliminate the obstacle, that will remove everything that is hindering your emergence in life and in destiny. God will send his angel. He will send help to remove those things that are preventing your showing in life. For God wants to manifest you. He wants to manifest your business. He wants to manifest your children and your ministry. So help is needed. And God is sending you that help because of the resurrection of Christ Jesus. And so today I pray that our help will come for you in the name of Jesus. Wherever you need help, help of God will come for you. Maybe in your business, help will come for you. Maybe in your ministry, help will come for you. Maybe as touching your marriage, help will come. Maybe as touching a child, help will come for you. God is sending his help to you by the power of his Spirit in the precious name of Jesus. Help to roll your stone. That stone will be rolled away. It could be a financial stone. The Lord will make finances available, so no project of your life will be abandoned for lack of financial assistance. And I am saying by the Spirit of the living God, every project that has stopped for lack of funds, funds will be made available by God. Help will be made available. You will be surprised at how that stone of lack of financial capacity will be rolled away from your life. You will be surprised at how it will become easy and possible for you to achieve that dream, to complete that project. You will be surprised how God will make it happen very quickly for you. The God of heaven will make it happen, and his name will be glorified. Help will come for you. Help to roll away your stones. There are three things I observed in the lives of these women that made help available for them to roll away their stones. I'd like us to pay attention to these three things and do them and other things that we have been taught and told if we want to receive the help of God to roll away our stones. Number one was the unity of these women. These women were united. They were as one. There was no fighting among them. In unity, we attract the presence and the power of God. A united family will attract God to roll away their stones. A united couple will easily attract the power of and the presence of God to roll away their stones. A united organization, a united department, a united church will attract the power of God to roll their stones away. Where there is disunity, our stones will get stronger. Our obstacles will be stronger. Our impediments and problems will be formidable. But where there is unity, united, we are able to break the yoke of the enemy and to attract the help of the Almighty God. The Bible makes it clear to us that the blessing of God is commanded at the place of unity. When brethren dwell together in unity, they attract the help of God. God commands his help to come upon them. Psalm 133 from verse 1 through to 3. Let us work together as one. I plead with every couple to stay united, every family. Let us be united, every department, every organization, every church. Let's work together in unity, and we will see what represents a stone in our lives and destiny rolled away by the power of the living God. The second thing I observed about these women was that they were early seekers. They sought the Lord early. They were willing to rise up early and seek the Lord early. God's word makes it clear to us that they that seek me early shall find me. Let us seek God early, and so we might find him. Seek God early in your life. Be delighted to appear before God. Be delighted to seek his face. Seek him early. You will find him. While others were still sleeping, these women got up to seek the Lord. They went to look for God when others were not interested. The third thing I noticed about them was that they were givers. They were willing givers, willing to give. These women had spent their resources to buy sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. These women were givers. They were not takers. They were not mere consumers. They were not those who were only willing to take from God. Do not forget, even before the death of Jesus, they were always ministering to him. Those who will have their doors open, those who will have the stone rolled away from for them, must be givers, must be people who are willing to be a blessing to people, a blessing to God, a blessing to the work of God. Don't be in the house of God living as a taker, as a user. There are very many users of God in the church today. They just want to take from God. Many who throng prayer houses are mere users. They just want to use God and go from him. Is it wrong to attend prayer houses? No, sir. But you must be willing also to be a giver, to be a blessing, not only to God and to his house, but to people around you. Those who are givers, those who are sacrificial, they will have their stones rolled away for them. And they will be surprised. They will not even know when the stones will be rolled away. Why? Because your seed has a voice. Your sacrifices, your alms given has a voice. And when it comes for a memorial before God, he sends help. He sends his angels to roll away your stone. May your stones be rolled away in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray for the spirit of unity. Lord, I pray for the spirit of unity in my life. Help me to live in unity with my spouse, with my family. Help me to live in unity in my organization, in my department, in the church. Help me to be an ambassador of your unity in the name of Jesus. Let me build bridges of connection, not walls of separation. Help me to live in unity with the brethren, to the praise of the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I seek you early with my life. I will always seek you early. Let me find you in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, give me the grace to give. Give me the giving grace, the grace to lay it down, the grace to be a blessing. Give me this grace in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, let every stone of concern be rolled away for me this week in the name of Jesus. Let the power that raised Jesus from the dead roll away every stone of concern, every stone of opposition, obstruction, every stone of limitation. Let it be rolled away in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, send me help this week. Help to roll away my stone. Let me not lack help. Let help be available to me to roll away my stones in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, I invoke the power of Christ's resurrection to roll away every stone of concern, every stone of limitation, every stone of obstruction from your life and destiny in the name of Jesus. I pray for help, that God will send you help, help to roll away your stone in the name of Jesus. This week, every stone of opposition, obstruction, limitation is rolled away from the door of your destiny. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray for the spirit of unity. The Lord will help you to live in unity. I pray that the Lord will make you highly seeker. He will give you the grace to seek him early and the grace to be sacrificial in your living. That God will make you a blessing to people. You will be a giver, not just a taker, not just a user. You will be a blessing to people in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to support this program, Daily Impact with Grace Man. Support with your prayers. Support also by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contact. Support with your financial giving. Give financially. Send your financial donations to this Zenith Bank account number 12161000456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Man. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Grace Man. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adulodu, wishing you a very happy Easter and a very glorious month of April. The Lord bless you.